You know, I have been wanting to share these songs with you for some time. I mean, ever since I knew that we would go in this direction, I have been excited about sharing these songs with you. I'm saying these songs because although for where we are right now, there's only one song that I'm going to share with you. And when I say for where we are right now, in the book of Exodus, at this point where we are right now, the Israelites have been rescued from their enemies. Moses had told them that they just needed to stand still. God was going to handle this. And after that day, they would see those enemies no more. Those enemies no more. God destroyed those enemies with his waters. I want to ask you something. Where was that God that I was telling you about? Remember I told you that God directed them where to go. And they ended up by the sea. And it sort of looked like they were hemmed in. But God had told them to camp by the sea near Pi-Hahiroth, which was opposite Baal Zephon. And I was telling you that Baal Zephon was the name of the storm god, the name of the water god, the god of the seas and the god of the storm. He was a false god. And actually, as I've shared with you before, very often when the Bible talks about gods or idols, they're really referencing demons. And the people who worship those gods knew they were worshiping demons. They knew that. Just like people who worship idols, gods today, know they're worshiping demons. And this was supposed to be a powerful demon who had power over the storms, power over the seas, power over all of that water. Where was he when God, by his power, separated the waters? Now, this is supposed to be a demon that would be looking out for his followers, for the people who followed darkness. Where was he? What happened to him? The Egyptians certainly followed darkness. They worshiped demons. They were opposed to God just like the demons were opposed to God. What happened to this Baal Zephon, this god of the storm, this god of the waters, this god of the sea, when God used his east wind, to divide his waters, which he created and put in his earth? What happened to Baal Zephon? Why couldn't he prevent God from separating the waters, knowing that if those waters separated, the Israelites would be able to pass through on dry ground? Why didn't he prevent that? Furthermore, that demon knew that if those waters came back over the Pharaoh and all of his army, they'd drown. He knew they would die. Why didn't he prevent the waters from returning and killing the Pharaoh and all his army? Remember what I shared with you before. Those plagues that God told Moses to call down upon the Egyptians when he and the Israelites were still in Egypt. And he was still telling the Pharaoh, God said, let my people go so that they can worship me. And the Pharaoh refused to do it. And God instructed Moses to call down certain curses. He had Moses call for the locusts. He had Moses call for the frogs, etc. And remember what I shared with you before. Each time Moses worked a miracle by the power and authority given him by God's command, God was directly challenging the gods with the little g that the Egyptians worshiped. God was directly challenging the demons that the Egyptians worshiped. Yes, we need to go ahead and believe what a lot of people who today worship demons believe. They know that there were indeed all holy angels at one time. And they know that a lot of those angels decided to rebel against God, with the one called Lucifer, whom we now call Satan, leading the way. And he knows, they know, many of these people know that these fallen angels that have been banished forever from heaven, who are awaiting their doom, their eternal damnation, their eternal destruction in the lake of fire. A lot of people, then and now, know that these demons are real and that they cause much trouble in the earth. And they rely on a lot of these demons to cause trouble, especially, not only for, but especially for the people who truly love God. Where was this Baal Zephon when God first divided the waters of the Red Sea and then caused them to come back in place? I tell you, I don't know where he was, but I can tell you what he was. He was powerless to do anything to prevent God, who had created him, from fulfilling his plan. Yes, the demon that had been created as a holy, pure angel. And he decided to sin along with many others and lost the beauty of the purity with which he had been created, lost it forever. Now just ugly, sinful darkness, darkness of heart, darkness of spirit, darkness of existence, darkness of being. That's all he'll ever have. Powerless to do anything against the Father of lights. And so what happened? Once Moses and all the rest of the people of Israel and all their animals and all those who had left Egypt to remain with the Israelites, to remain with the people of God, once they had all crossed over and God had destroyed their enemies, killed them with the waters of the Red Sea, how did Moses and the rest respond? Were they sad about all the lives that had been lost? Remember now, a lot of those people were sons. And they'd already lost, every one of them had lost at least one male in the family. The firstborn male, whether a human or an animal, the firstborn male, dead. That was the incident that finally, the event that finally caused Moses and his officials to say, hey, look, we got to let them go. He showed that he is God above all. And now, all these army, these soldiers killed in that flood. Sisters had lost some brothers, I imagine. I would imagine that some people had lost, some aunts and uncles had lost some nephews. And you know how human beings are, and this is understandable. For many humans, it does not matter that the people who lost their lives or lose their well-being, even though they may remain alive, were doing wrong and they brought it on themselves, you understand that for them it is still a loss. How many sisters lost their brothers when those waters came back over those soldiers? How did the Israelites respond? The prophet of God, who had the mind of God, sang a song. And you know, we have songs that are pretty sad. They sing about some of the less fortunate events of life. Some songs sing about victories in life. There are songs that express so much. What did Moses and then Miriam express in their song? Well, here it is. Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Stop right there for just a minute. Doesn't sound like they're sad about this either, does it? No. You will hear no sadness anywhere in this song. All you will hear is gladness, joy, appreciation towards God for having destroyed their enemies and for having saved them in the process of destroying their enemies. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. Exodus 15 and 3. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. One of the big mistakes that a lot of people make is they make the mistake of thinking about only God's love, only God's mercy, only God's compassion. They think about God only in his role as Savior. I'm telling you, one of the things that I would strongly recommend you do, urge you to do, is read that Bible from Genesis to Revelation. All the way through, read it from Genesis to Revelation and find out everything you can find out about God. In that one reading, and don't get me wrong, I know none of us will learn everything that we can possibly learn about God in 30 readings of the Bible. But go through at least one time and pull out facts about God's nature, about his personality as you go along. And one of the things that you will find is that God is not one-dimensional. He is not only a God who displays compassion and mercy and forgiveness. He is also a God who displays the ability to punish people for disobedience. He is a warrior, and I'm going to tell you how we know it. He said he is. The Holy Spirit, God the Spirit, had Moses the prophet write this down so that we would all have it in writing. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. I'm going to share with you some more of this song when I come back.